Welcome to Inner Peace to Go, your source for practical, proven strategies to reduce stress and make life easier. I'm your host, Sandy Cohen, and I am so glad you're here. Let's dig in. Hey, welcome back to Inner Peace to Go. Thank you so much for tuning in. So if I told you that there was a practice you could do that takes 20 seconds, and that if you did it regularly, it would lead to, it's proven to lead to less stress, greater ease, and greater peace, would you want to try it? I definitely would. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So last week we talked about self-compassion and all the many benefits that come from practicing self-compassion, which is just kind of treating ourselves like we would a good friend. And then, great timing, this study is being published in April of 2024, and it is finding that a 20-second, what they're calling a micro practice of self-compassion, can lead to improved mental health, less stress, and greater feelings of self-compassion. So today, let's talk about this study. Let's talk about what it found. And then we will learn the practice that the researchers developed to conduct this study. It takes a couple minutes to learn, or if that, and it's something that you can do on your own. You could do it daily, and in fact, you should do it daily if you can, because the researchers found that the results, the feelings of self-compassion and greater mental health, really were correlated with the frequency of the practice. So if it's something that you can remind yourself to do daily, you're going to get the most out of doing this practice. So this study was done by researchers at UC Berkeley, and it's being published in the journal Behavior Research and Therapy in April of 2024. And what they wanted to find out was whether something like what they're calling a micro practice could be effective in changing someone's mental state. A lot of us know that meditation is recommended and has been proven to yield all kinds of benefits, but it can be really hard to stick to a practice every day that takes, you know, many minutes. I mean, I guess the ideal, I don't know why it's the ideal, is to meditate for 20 minutes. And it can be hard to find 20 minutes every day to do it. And then what if you miss a day and then you feel like you're sort of, you know, you've fallen off the wagon or whatever. So these researchers wanted to see if a 20-second micro practice would have any efficacy in reducing stress and increasing feelings of self-compassion. And they found out that it did. So they recruited 121 college students. Well, they recruited 135, but 121 finished the study. And they taught them this practice. They had a control group and an intervention group, which is, this is the gold standard in scientific studies. And so the one group, the intervention group, learned this self-compassion practice, this 20-second practice that we're going to talk about today. And the other group did like a finger tapping exercise, which was like touch your first finger, touch your second finger, or touch your thumb to your first finger, thumb to your second finger. Anyway, so they got randomly assigned to one of these two groups and were told to do the practice every day. And at the end of 30 days, they measured everybody's positive affect and mood and other kinds of things according to scales that are used for studies like this. So validated scales that we trust. And what they found was, well, a few things. First of all, a lot of the students said they felt like they didn't have 20 seconds to practice. And I know this feeling. This is like a feeling of being stressed and overwhelmed where you're like, I literally have no time to spare. So that is the state of our college students' lives. And I really extend a lot of compassion to them for that. But if we can find the 20 seconds, we can do it. And the researchers had suggested that the students add this behavior, this micro practice, to something they were already doing. So to try and turn it into a habit. And that means to hook it basically to something that you already do. So like if you make coffee every morning, I do this right after I make coffee, or I do this right after I brush my teeth or whatever. So that was what they encouraged. And they found that the people who did it the most got the most results. They experienced increased self-compassion, reduced stress, and reduced psychopathology, or, you know, reduced mental health issues. They also found that it improved positive affect or positive mood. And they were trying to see if it improved automaticity or habit, like if by doing it every day for a month, you would maybe more naturally do this self-compassion practice when you needed it, like in times of stress or times when you feel unworthy or like you made a mistake or something. So they didn't really find measurable effects there with automaticity, but they said maybe it takes more than a month to build a habit like this. So in any case, I found this super exciting because this is a really easy practice. It really is 20 seconds, and we know from this study that it works, and hopefully future studies will replicate this. So here's the instructions that they gave to the students. I'm going to tell you, this is like almost verbatim what they said. So get into a comfortable position. You're invited to close your eyes and bring to mind a recent mistake or failure, something about yourself that's been bothering you lately, or something that makes you feel unworthy, unloved, or not enough. And notice what arises in your body as you bring this to mind. Then send kindness and warmth to yourself by bringing one hand to your belly and the other hand to your chest with the energy of giving yourself a hug. Allow yourself to embrace what arises in your body. And you're invited to ask yourself, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment? And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So that's it. That's how simple this practice is. You basically either bring to mind a moment that felt like a mistake, or I suck, or, I can never get anything right. Bring that moment to mind, or maybe that moment just like occurs in your everyday life when it, or anytime you're feeling unworthy, unloved, or not enough. And then when you have that feeling, notice how that feels in your body. Then put a hand on your chest and a hand on your belly, which to me, I meditate with my hands this way. Like to me, I feel this is so soothing. So you put those hands on your body. They said you could also like touch your cheek or actually physically give yourself a hug, whatever sort of makes you feel cared for. And when you place your hands on your body in whatever way, do it with the intention of I'm giving myself love and care. Like do it with a caring intention. And then basically ask yourself, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment while your hands are in this, caring, warm, in this gesture of caring and warmth? How can I be a friend to myself in this moment? And then that's it. Open your eyes and carry on with your day. And I think it's so thrilling to know that a little practice like this for 20 seconds, 30 seconds, actually shows measurable results if you practice it every day. And they just measured the students for a month. So what would happen if we practice this every day for 6 months? Like that's really exciting. And what this tells me too, and I think this is kind of what this whole podcast is about, is so much of our mental distress, we can not circumvent, but we're not powerless. That's what I'm trying to say. We're not powerless when it comes to our mental distress. A lot of our mental distress, I'm not saying it's not real. Of course it's real. And we're dealing with, life is stressful, especially now. We've got, see here in the US, we've got divisive politics all over the place. We've got climate change. Like there's a lot to be stressed about. But the way we manage our stress inside our minds, the way we talk to ourselves, the practices that we incorporate into our life, right? The habits that we have. That can make a huge difference in how we feel. It can make a huge difference in our peace of mind. And I also say this from experience. Like, I am someone who's been high strung and stressed out, like, pretty much my whole life. Like, that's like my default setting, right? Like, really kind of an anxious person. And by incorporating these practices into my life over the last several years, it's made a huge difference. I'm not saying I never get stressed, because of course I do. But I don't live in a constant churning of anxiety. And it's practices like these, especially those that are vetted by scientists, which is why I'm sharing it with you. These are the kinds of things that make the difference. And it seems so simple, but it really works. It's funny. I had this conversation with my niece who's 20. And I was telling her, like, oh, I hope that you can do some of these things now instead of waiting so many years like I did, because the things that you've heard that work, like get enough sleep, journaling, self-reflection, like all those things, those time-tested things that people say work, like they really do work, but we just have to do them, right? And for so long I didn't do them. I wanted wine to work, or weed. Like, why don't those things work? So anyway, got off on a little tangent there, but that is why I wanted to share this practice. This is something simple that anyone can do. You could teach this to your kids. I mean, this is like a simple thing. It's short, and anyone can do it, and it's proven to reduce stress, increase self-compassion, and reduce mental health issues. So it's the micro practice, the self-compassion micro practice. I will include a link in the show notes if you want to read the actual study. But this is brand new, hot off the academic presses. These study results out of UC Berkeley. So that's what I've got for you today. Let me know if you try this practice and if it works, especially if you try it for the 30 days. Like, that's how long it took for them to see results in their student volunteers. So thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. I'm so glad we're having this conversation. Let me know how things are going. Drop me a line. Love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Sandy. You can email me at innerpeacetogo@gmail.com. And I'll talk to you again next week. Hey, if you want to keep the peaceful vibes going, get on my email list. I'd love to send you my free ebook, The Ultimate Stress Busters Guide, packed with actionable steps to bring on the chill. Plus, I'll send you more tips and inspiration every week. There's a link in the show notes, and I'll see you in your inbox.